This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 17th. God's word for you today is lay claim. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 27, verse 4 and 7. And it says, why should the name of our father disappear from his clan just because he had no sons? Give us property along with the rest of our relatives. The claim of the daughters of Zelophehad is legitimate. You must give them a grant of land. Heaven validated the claim of the daughters of Zelophehad. As you step forward and make your claim, and as you have been making claims, heaven will validate them in the name of Jesus. The first lesson from Numbers chapter 27, verse 1 to 11, please read, is that the daughters of Zelophehad thought differently, so think differently. The grace to think differently, not to conform, but to be transformed, God will give unto you. And I want to give a special shout out to a very special group of people reading this today who have been termed nonconformists, outliers, the Otolorins. If you are the odd one out growing up, then you are the one I'm speaking to. God has a huge destiny for you in the name of Jesus. Don't believe any lie. Listen, the things that God has put in your heart may not yet even be available in the law right now. And by these, I mean that the things that God has put in your heart may be illegal in the current laws, but everything that God has put in your heart, God will put in your hands in the name of Jesus. Everything heaven has put in your heart, heaven will deliver into your hands in the name of Jesus. There are buildings that you have seen, but currently they are architecturally impossible. You will deliver them. There are solutions you have envisioned that they say are specifically impossible. You will birth them in the name of Jesus. The second lesson the daughters of Zelophehad taught us is to take hold of life with your own hands. When it comes to life in God, there is no limitation. Life in God is only limited to your revelation of God. Did you know that? Your life in God and your experience on earth are only limited to your revelation of God. If you see a God that can only give you a face me, I face you kind of house, guess what? That is where you will live. If you see a God that can heal headaches but cannot heal stomach ache, that is where your healing experience will stop. If you see a God that can prosper you to a level but may not be able to take you higher, that is where it stops. Your experience of God only limited to your revelation of God. And these ladies teach us that there is no limit in God. You must lay hold on the things God has put in your heart by yourself. If it is going to be, it is going to be up to you. You are the general of your life. I want to challenge you to start to think differently about your life. Think differently about the things you have prayed for, trusted God for, are waiting on God for, and are still outstanding. Let us pray. Father, let all that you have put in my heart be delivered into my hands now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.